The Lord be with you in tenderness and love, heart dwellers. I'm sorry about the delay in getting a message to you. We've had both technical difficulties and things to take care of in the family, so I haven't been able to get a message out for a couple of days. As a result of that, I've got two that need to get out now. And our time together yesterday began, "I am here, sweet Lord. I sure miss your sweet presence. I can see you, but not feel you emotionally like before. It's been a while. How long, Lord? How long? Forgive me my restlessness and anxiety. I just long for some scrap of news or evidence. Please, Jesus, fill us in. It seems like forever." And at that point, the Lord revealed his face to me very clearly. And I said, "Oh, Jesus, when you look at me that way, all I could do is cry." And he said, "Why do you think I withheld myself from you? Because I've been bad? No, because I know you will crumble in tears when you see me clearly." What would you like to talk about, Lord? How near is your salvation? How soon I'm coming for my bride. How great is the hope I have stored up for each and every one of you. Okay, well, that sounds good to me. I know it's been a long, arduous wait. I know, my children, my brides have grown restless. But that is precisely what is fueling revival in Europe with the displaced persons. So great is their confusion that they are more easily dislodged from age-old beliefs that have kept them in bondage and created these situations, even in the world. So great is their fatigue with the posturing of nations for supremacy at the expense of the little ones. Truly, they are ready for a different life. Yet corruption waxes worldwide, and no justice will truly be seen until my reign. There will always be an element to detract from the progress of nations. The ruthlessness of the one world government knows no boundaries. They are set on having what they want any way they can get it. That's why so many are fleeing. Little do they know that things there are about to take a tragic downhill turn. It is coming. It is so close, Claire. Oh, how I wish they could find peace, but they will not find it there. There will be much bloodshed and fighting for control. Just by sheer numbers, the local inhabitants will be overcome. Yes, it is more than just running from evil. There's so much that has not been realized, and coming to this juncture, tragedy will be everywhere. You see, the local authorities have no intention of enforcing the laws. They are far outnumbered by the influx of a very strong and determined race. The leaders have allowed this for the melding of nations, the loss of national identity, and to make the one world government and religion easier to implement. You will see how things develop to a worldwide dictatorship. Lord, I really thought Obama would leave the White House and become the one world leader. This will happen, but not as quickly as you suspect. First, America must be delivered into the hands of her enemies, that national sovereignty is destroyed. Then, having handed over America, he will become the figurehead leader who successfully brought America down. This will be hailed as a great achievement and win him the respect and admiration of the entire world. After he presents this trophy, he will be called to lead the entire world. All is planned and laid out very neatly. Yet understand, I am still sovereign. And things will not culminate quite that simply. There will be a formidable pocket of resistance in the West and Southwest. This is the remnant that I will use to reestablish this country once again. Oh, Lord, this whole thing makes me so sad. Truly, much good will be destroyed with the evil. I was musing about how much order there is in this country, how many good things there are, and all of it's going to be destroyed. The Lord answered me, "No matter, Claire, once I begin to reign, we will rebuild the sovereignty of this nation and other nations of the world. I did not make man from a cookie cutter. Each has their own beautiful and unique cultures. I never intended to homogenize men. Their variety is beautiful to me." But they were this way at the Tower of Babel, and you had separated them. And now they've gotten so much further along technologically than they were before. I have allowed it only because this is the end times. If this had happened hundreds of years earlier, it would have indeed been dire. But I have a solution now. Don't fret. Everything that I have allowed that man has turned from good to evil, I will once again turn to good. All the discoveries and technologies will be turned around to serve man and no more be used as weapons of destruction. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. It's Isaiah 2:4. This scripture also reinforces what you said about national sovereignty. Yes, each culture is indigenous, unique, and creative in the ways they approach worship. It is a sight beautiful to behold. Never did I conceive that all men should be alike. Part of the beauty of the human soul is their ability to be different. Yet still, love me with all their hearts. It is the selfishness and jealousy of man that seeks to deprive others of their inherent individuality. This again is free will at work. When one culture attempts to lord it over another and suppress their individuality, they are stealing from that people, enslaving them by force, causing them to conform to a life foreign to them. I never did this. I always honored national sovereignty, and I will continue to do so until the end of time. Oh, Lord, all the races are so beautiful in their own ways, so unique. It's exceedingly painful to see movies like The Mission, where the indigenous people were slaughtered and the simplicity and beauty of their lives was taken from them. This will never again happen on this earth when I come to rule. Never, as it is written, for those who reject my laws, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I also have received authority from my Father. That's Revelation 2:27.